Welcome to One More Thing, the Patreon-only podcast called One More Thing. So, Jing'an, what is your one more thing?
My one more thing is how to make different patterns of fireworks.
How?
So inside the fireworks, right, normally it's like a shell.
Uh-huh.
Then it has four parts. It's the container.
Uh-huh.
Then this thing called pyrotechnic stars.
Uh-huh.
So the stars is the part where it contains the metal powders, the salts or the other components.
Uh-huh.
That when you ignite it, it will make the color or the spark effect.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then there's the bursting charge and a fuse.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite complicated.
So it's a bomb lah. Essentially it's a bomb with things inside.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
It's a zeng bomb. Okay.
So the arrangement of the things inside and how you want to put them together matters because of how it will explode in the air. So you know when you watch fireworks, right? There are different patterns.
Yes.
Sometimes can explode like star, like heart.
Yeah.
So that one is the arrangement of the stars inside. You can just arrange it in a pattern. And then when it comes up, and right?
Shoot, then it will come out in that shape.
In that shape.
Wow. So you put heart shape inside the firework.
Mm.
Then when it come out in the sky, it's also heart shape.
Something like that.
Huh.
So it's actually not that hard.
Oh.
The arranging part.
Oh.
Yeah. But the other types, like the, you know, sometimes the fireworks got the
glitter one.
Like there's this one that is called willow. It will fall as if it's like willow branches.
Oh, shh.
Look like a plant. Nah. Yeah.
It's
not really shh. It's like, phew.
Huh?
You don't know, man. Like, sometimes got the, you know, like a tree. Then, like, has like branches that's coming down. It's because the stars, right? The pyrotechnic stars has a high charcoal composition, which makes them long burning.
Oh, I know what you're talking about already. Yeah. The very common one that we always see at National Day Parade. Look like a bit like a fountain or sea urchin.
Yeah, it will like slowly burn. You know, it will have like a long, and then it will keep on be very visible until they hit the ground.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the most normal one is the palm. It's like inside, it's like poof, it will open like a flower. Yeah. Then there is ring, which is like it will explode, then there'll be a ring of
Yes. I see before.
Yes. And then there's also very interesting ones like they have like delayed explosions. So like explode one time, then explode again. Yeah, so that was quite interesting because inside the pellet, right? They have like delayed fuses.
Oh.
To make it like explode at the right time.
Oh. Yeah. I see before. Our National Day, the sounds were dark. Then after that,
Yeah. Correct. So they can actually like calculate the amount of time that they like want it to explode in so-called lah.
Because
it needs to reach a certain height.
Then can explode.
Then it can explode. You want it's it to
dangerous,
explode at the highest place, right? Correct. So then there's another one also I thought it was quite interesting. Is the, you know, some of them when you explode, right, then it will like go haywire.
That one is
called serpentine.
Snake.
When it bursts, right, it will send small tubes of incendiary skittering outward in random paths.
Wow.
And then it will sometimes explode at the end.
Exploding star.
So inside the actual pellet, right, the whole container, right, is actually a very complicated one for each different type of firework.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, I didn't know it had so much things happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what you must study to be like a fireworks like specialist. Is there like a masters of fireworks? Mastery of fireworks?
Maybe.
Master, I don't know.
Maybe.
PhD in fireworks making.
If I'm not wrong lah. Like
pyrotechnics, right? That's what
pyrotechnics,
it's called.
Yeah, correct.
Ah.
If I'm not wrong, most of it is like quite standard in the sense that they already invented the way to make it.
Oh.
So you kind of just have to follow.
Oh.
But if you are a true master, you can invent new things lah.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I think that's the interesting and creative part.
Oh, so you must be in the pyrotechnics company, the R&D department. Mm. Then you got a chance to make new things. Okay.
Correct.
If not, I don't think people will allow you to just randomly do in your backyard or where. Yeah. So dangerous.
Because you can get out of control quite easily.
So you must have the facilities. Okay.
Mm.
A possible career path.
Okay, so Eliza, what's your one more thing?
My one more thing is strawberry.
Not strawberry?
No.
Straw,
S-T-R-A-W, space, bear, B-E-A-R.
So, a bear made of straw.
I mean, no lah, but like, that's the two words combined lah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, it's not a bear made of straw.
Not really a bear.
Okay, then what can it be? It's not a straw bear.
That's why I'm asking you to guess.
I don't know. Is it a food?
It's not food.
Is it another festival, another ritual thing?
Not really a festival or ritual, but it's a thing.
Huh? It's a soft toy.
Close enough, I will give it to you. I mean, it's soft. But I don't really know whether it's a toy.
It's soft, but it's not a toy.
Yeah, I don't think it's a toy.
Okay.
It's more like a decoration.
Okay.
It's a German traditional character.
Oh.
Yeah, that appears in carnival processions.
Okay.
Or as festive decorations.
Ah.
During Christmas Eve and other Christian holidays.
I see.
Yeah. So the people playing the bears either dress in costumes made of straw or are actually wrapped in straw, like the straw material.
Oh.
So they either wear a costume that's made of straw or they just be wrapped in straw.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. And they may or may not wear a mask. If they have a mask, then it is a face. If there is no mask, then they just tie the straw over themselves. Okay, let me show you a picture.
Oh my gosh.
This one is got mask. This one no mask.
They look so funny. Oh my goodness. There's so much straw.
Yeah. That's about
they
it.
Look like ants. You know, in Lord of the Rings. Like the moving trees.
Ah.
Yeah.
E-N-T, right? Yeah. The ends of the...
Yeah, the forest.
Lord of the Rings, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, what is the significance of these straw bears?
Something to do with the harvest, maybe.
Ah, okay, correct. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Correct, really. Yeah, it's quite popular in agricultural communities.
I see.
Some people think it's from medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there used to be a carnival figure called the Wild Man or Wood Wolves or Wood Wolves.
Okay.
That's his name lah.
It kind of looks like a person that has been living in the forest for a long time.
Yeah, he's otherwise known as Wild Man of the Woods.
Sure, Bigfoot-ish kind of character.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wood Wolves is a mythical figure and motif that appears in the art and literature of medieval Europe.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes comparable to a satyr, half man, half horse type of thing.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes can be horse-like, sometimes can be just strawy. Anyway, others interpret it as a personification of winter.
Okay.
And the appearance of straw bears in late winter or early spring is like an expulsion of winter from the community. Go away.
As in they don't want winter, that's why the...
Yeah. So they put this around and then like, winter, go away.
Okay. Is it supposed to ward off winter or something?
Something like signify winter is going away.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe because straw is supposed to be warm or something, is it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe dry, maybe warm. Yeah, okay. Whatever it is lah. Okay. So as early as 1852, people dress up as these straw bears.
1852?
Yeah, very long ago. That's why it's like not very well documented, you see. Because it's so long ago.
I see.
So like people have been doing this thing and like they never document why they do it. So everybody's just like, oh.
It sounds fun.
It's quite cool ma.
Yeah.
Like wear these straw and just things walk around. And wander around. Yeah, yes. And they used to go visiting door to door.
Ah.
Just like Mary Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
And they were back and they'll be accompanied by costumed attendants and musicians.
I see.
Yeah. Same, yeah. You know?
Like a mascot lah.
Yeah. In most cases, they were rewarded with gifts of eggs, lard, and flour.
What simple gifts?
Yeah, because 1852.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of Snickers and like, you know, gummies.
Yeah, last Skittles. Time I don't have this kind of thing. Last time is eggs, lard, and flour. You also go and make it into something yummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
They also give them Fasnetch Gulye. Sorry, don't know how to pronounce.
Okay, great.
Anyway, it's called Carnival Fritters.
Oh.
Some kind of sweet kuih.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes they give them money.
Okay.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I try to Google how to pronounce Fasnetch Gulye. Don't have mail. No pronunciation. You have to just go to Germany and then maybe somebody will say it to you and you're like, oh, I know that word.
Okay, I don't think I remember.
And then at the end of the day, right, after they collect all these gifts, right?
Yeah.
Then the whole group, they will go to a tavern. And they will share and consume their gifts.
I see. A tavern.
Yeah, a tavern.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Nowadays, there's less of this begging, going door to door to beg for things.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of them just appearing in processions.
And just celebrating.
Yeah. Or if not, then if they are just a decoration, then they cannot move. Right. Because there's no human inside. Right? Then
oh yeah,
okay. Yeah, then they are just a decoration.
Just like to signify that it is
winter, go away,
go away. Okay.
That's it. I want to tell you about this thing,
okay,
called straw sharp.
What's that?
Strohscab. This is a one more thing of a one more thing.
Strohscab. Okay, straw sharp.
You guess what is it? Sure cannot guess one.
Is it a cake?
It's a straw something lah, hello.
But they spell the straw different.
Of course it's from another land.
I don't know, is it a straw mushroom or what?
No, it's not.
Straw dog.
No, it's not.
A cute straw, like a small one. Small straw man.
Called straw sharp, then like so cute, right? Okay. No. Straw shop is straw cockroaches.
What on earth?
Then straw they make cockroach.
Is it real cockroach or is it like they make the straw into a cockroach shape?
No.
Huh? Neither.
Doesn't look very cockroach shape. It looks like just now we talk about the straw man that shape.
Okay.
But they are called cockroach.
I don't understand.
It's in Austria. It's still people, it's still humans inside a straw costume.
They just call it different.
Yeah.
Okay.
It kind of still looks like the straw bear, right?
It looks similar.
But slightly different shape.
The pattern a bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're called straw cockroaches.
Mm.
And they are an Austrian tradition.
Mm.
So they will appear between late November and December in the St. Nicholas parades.
I see.
Yeah. Then in their hand, they will hold a whip. And then they will do a percussive thing with the whip.
Performing.
Yeah, hit in the rhythmic manner.
Okay.
And their job is to clear the town of leftover bad spirits.
So cute.
So any bad spirit, they will
Okay.
Yeah, that's the purpose of straw cockroach.
I think generally humans like to dance together and be funny together.
Yeah, during the festive period. Yeah.
Okay.
The end.
All right.
We have come to the end of
One More thing.
Thank you for supporting our show and see you next time.